South Africa's Open Democracy Advice Centre, ODAC, strives for the country's government to be accountable. It seeks to achieve this through the public's right to know information. ODAC's director is Alison Tilley.
We're concerned that the issues around WikiLeaks may drive the ministry to suggest that even more information should be made classified.
Tilley says if the South African bill becomes law, a lot of people could be jailed for possessing information such as that published by WikiLeaks.
Perhaps I went onto the website and downloaded information from the WikiLeaks website. That would make me liable. I sent it to a colleague. That would make my colleague liable. My colleague sent it to a newspaper. That would make the journalist liable. And presumably once the journalist publishes it and people buy and read the paper, it would make them liable too.
ODAC says if government secrets are leaked, the only person who should possibly be charged with a crime is the individual who was responsible for keeping those secrets, not the publishers of the information.
Once the information is leaked, we think it's completely wrong to try and criminalise everybody down the chain.
Experts who've analysed the South African bill say it doesn't contain a public interest defence. This means whistleblowers and reporters can't argue in court that the secret information they've revealed is in the public interest, even if it shows evidence of theft of taxpayers' money, for example.
So it doesn't matter what the documents reveal. It could be anything up to genocide, and you still would be criminally liable if you made the documents available in the public interest.
Tilley says in South Africa, officials, using the excuse that certain information should be secret in the interests of the state, have tried to keep tender documents hidden from the public.
We've had people tell the public protector she's not entitled to documents because they're classified, so she can't investigate corruption.
Tilley says security agencies try to keep increasing amounts of information secret. This is dangerous, she says, as Washington has discovered via WikiLeaks.
The instinct of security agencies to try to keep more and more information classified simply means that there are more people in the tent. And the more people there are in the tent, the more difficult it is to keep information secure, the more likely it is that there's going to be a security risk, there's going to be a leak, and somebody's going to let slip the information.
Tilley says it would be wrong for governments to interpret WikiLeaks to mean they're allowed to keep more secrets.
We think what it means is that you must narrow your focus and concentrate only on that information, which it is absolutely essential that you keep secret because lives are at risk. And then you secure that information as completely as you can.
But ODAC is not suggesting that states don't have the right to keep some information hidden from the public.
If we have undercover policemen, for example, working in gangs to try and end gang violence or trying to end organized crime, we would accept that those identities need to be kept secret.
Tilley wants South Africa's government to learn from the WikiLeaks revelations. She hopes it realizes that even a powerful country like America, which spends billions of dollars on intelligence, cannot keep everything secret. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.